we're going to call to order the meeting of November Westminster Planning Commission meeting. I want to ask if you want to speak tonight and have not signed up, please let someone know so you can get on the agenda, please. Anyone? If not, let's all stand for the invocation and pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you for this day and thank you for allowing us to come together as citizens of Westminster for discussion. Help us to, as a planning commission, to have clear minds and clear hearts to make the best decisions for all the residents of Westminster. Amen.
Did you say we need to sign in somewhere?
Yes, sir. Right, if you want to speak, you'll need to sign on this sheet right here, please.
All right, do we have a quorum, Madam Clerk?
Yes, we do.
All right, comments? Let's do the minutes first, and then we'll allow the staff to make his comment.
I should make an amendment to the vote, because Jared was absent.
On page 4 of the minutes.
On page 4 of the minutes.
I second that.
Okay. Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So moved. All right. Well, we're going to turn this over to Mr. Reagan, and he's going to give us his updated comments for the Planning Commission.
Yes, ma'am. Madam Chair, members of the Commission, good evening. First thing on our agenda is discussion about our next Planning Commission meeting. I know we expect some changes on the Commission before that meeting. On the agenda, I posted January 19th, but upon my review today, I realized that is MLK Day, which is a city holiday. Wondering if the feedback from the commission, if they would be open to January 12th or the 26th, the Monday before or after, to set as our first meeting in January.
Any preferences?
Good either way.
Okay. I will say the 26th if that works for you all. And then I will present a full schedule. We've done that in the past at the first meeting of the year. Which will have a date for each individual month. And that will follow generally the schedule of the third Monday, unless there's a holiday or other known conflict.
Okay, that sounds good.
And that's it for me at this time, Madam Chair and members of the Commission. That'll be all.
All right. Tonight we have before us a public hearing to address a parcel of land on Anderson Avenue owned by Jerry and Catherine Smith. They want us to consider a zoning amendment application to change it from R25 to R20. Okay. We're going to open the public hearing now.
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
I feel it my obligation to inform the committee and the public here at large that I must recuse myself from this matter, considering that I will be taking office in January on City Council, and that I cannot vote on this here and at City Council. Therefore, Charles Morgan will recuse himself from this matter at this point in time.
Okay.
We need to vote on that.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Charles, Kylie has a recusal form, so if you would just make sure you...
Yes, sir. I'll take care of it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Smith, I see Mr. Smith here in the audience. Would you like to start out with a presentation of your plan for the property on Anderson Avenue?
I don't think so. It's pretty straightforward. I mean, everything around it is R24. I was on the Planning Commission when we did the zoning ordinance years ago. Any vacant properties was zoned R25 just for the sake of the fact that it's easier to come down on zoning than it is to go up. Every piece of property that touches that property is R20. I want you to know that we could still go ahead and go R25 right now. We could move dirt tomorrow and do R25. So this is not a meeting to find out whether or not we're going to allow the project. We can go on with the project tomorrow. All I'm wanting to do is go down to R20 as opposed to R25. And everything around it is R20.
Okay. Can you explain the differences, 25 and 20?
R20 means it's a 20,000 square foot property. R25 means it's 25,000 square feet. So that's the difference, 5,000 square feet on the lot.
Yep. That is the...
Someone on Facebook talked about a developer coming in. Let me just go ahead and clarify that. You're looking at your developer right here. Been here for 76 years. I'm in the business here for the last 54 years. Everybody knows me, so. I think it's been tried already on Facebook. And I told myself not to get involved in that, but you know, I'm not here to try to change anybody's mind. I don't care. I just don't care.
Okay.
Can I ask a question in regards to that comment about moving dirt tomorrow? So,
Madam Chair,
does this mean that...
Well, you will have an opportunity to speak when it's your turn.
Sure, no problem.
Okay. All right, we're going to open the public hearing for comments. What's the first name on the list there, please?
Madam Chair, I'd recommend a time limit of 3 minutes per speaker. If okay. We can have that into the record and approve.
All right, Madam Clerk, you got that down?
Yes.
And we will have a timekeeper, someone to let you know when your time is up.
I'll let you know when you've got the 3 minutes.
Okay, what's the first name on our public hearing list?
Is it Allen Stone at 300 North Icendega?
Yes, right here.
Okay.
Well, I have a question. My question is, what's going to be developed there?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
What's going to be developed there? Is it housing or business?
Single family housing.
Single family housing. 28 of them.
I'm sorry?
So,
this is just for Mr. Stone to have a chance to discuss. Mr. Stone, are you finished with your comments?
Yeah, I was just curious, and I was also curious. I know we were talking about this piece of land, the land adjacent to across the street, is that also going to be developed as well?
Across Anderson Avenue?
No, across Icendega on the other side of it.
Well, I've got 35 acres in there, so that may be a possibility. I've got some other properties in town I'll probably develop too at some point in time if you'd like to talk to me about it, if you're interested in them.
Okay, any other questions, Mr. Stone?
No, I think. All right.
We'll close Mr. Stone out. Who's the next person on the list?
David at 314 David North Icendega.
We didn't fall off the truck around the curve. I'll tell you that. I know I'm against any project. Don't make rules. I'm not in a position to make rules, but I can give input. The most important decision, any decision, is based on pros and cons. Need to know. Got a question. Is there a limit in the county and the zoning for a house acreage? Is there a limit?
I'm going to refer that to Mr. Reagan because he's our planning person.
Well, we aren't here to discuss the county regulations.
Okay, well, I don't want to waste my 3 minutes. Okay. Why develop when you got present sewer problems? How's the sewer going to handle any development?
So we have Mr. Paris is here. Do you have any, before he starts, so that he doesn't use up your 3 minutes, do you have any other questions? And then I'll have Scott answer your question.
I just need to prepare where I'm going to tell my grandkids, no sniper.
Okay, so Scott, do you mind addressing the sewer question?
Okay. So the property does have a sewer main that goes through the property. Which would be available for connection. That's also an area that we have been looking at a project in the future for upgrades on that sewer system. That was prior to Mr. Smith's project, but that's an older line through there, but it does have some capacity in it. So the impact of his development would be minimal with that number of houses, in the range of 5 to 10 gallons per minute. Of flow added to that. So on a line like that, that's really a minimal impact on that. So.
Make one comment. Why make this area like an area people are trying to leave their areas to come to an area like this like it is now? Why make this area like what they're trying to leave? There's going to be a waiting list for houses. This is supposed to be a shot in the arm, but it's going to be a bazooka to the chest. That's what's going to happen, folks. I'm 76 years old. Think about your grandkids, your kids, your legacy. Mr. Smith, I love you. It's about loving people, but you disagree agreeably.
David, you and I have talked before. Yes. We don't have a problem.
No,
you're entitled to your opinion. I respect that. No problem.
I respect you. I respect anybody that he can do anything. Like me, anybody. It's his personal property. It's his decision. His decision is going to matter what's done. I don't care. I don't have any horse in this. But I'm just telling you, I grew up and was raised in Hiawassee.
Madam Chair.
Smaller than Westminster. I don't go back to how I was now. You know why? When I was 12, I had
Powell,
first grade.
Your
right time's got to.
Mr. Powell, your time has expired. Thank you.
All right, next name. We're closing on Mr. Powell. Next name, please.
Cheryl Hughes.
Can I revert to Bruce? Can we change?
Could she take him? She give her time to someone else.
That would be up to you.
How about Bruce?
We don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
So just a couple quick questions. I'll try to hit right to the point. All my questions are to the Planning Commission. So the comment that Mr. Smith used initially that we could move dirt tomorrow, my question to all of you is, so is this already permitted then?
R20 allows for him, R25, which is what the property is zoned, allows him to go in right now and build 20 houses.
So that means, just back to my question, that means it's already permitted then to do that, correct?
To do it, 20 houses. So, wait, like your home zoned a certain...
I understand that point. My question is very specific. Yeah. The permits are already in place then?
We do not issue the permits. Those are issued by Oconee County, so I cannot tell you what the permitting on that is.
Okay, because I thought this was a public hearing to change from R20 to R25.
Only the
and I understand that part. So then you guys can't answer that question whether it's already been permitted or not to build on.
Correct.
At our
correct. We don't
so
have
just to cover
that.
Scope, if I may.
Go ahead, Mr.
So it's currently zoned as R25. The Planning Commission only has the authority to make the recommendation to council based on the proposal to move it to R20. That's a change between 20 houses being built on the property versus 28 houses being built on the property. That's really the only thing that's up for discussion. As far as permits and other things like that, that's outside the scope of what we have the ability.
Okay, got it, understood.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Understood, okay. Just for the record then, I know these questions will not be, you guys probably won't be able to ask them, but I'm just gonna put it out there for just the public record. So there's the infrastructure issue that Dave brought up before. So our property is 10.5 acres that sits on the other side of Anderson Avenue, okay? Just with a black fence in front of it, just to orient anyone, okay? I've got 3 sewer lines on my property right now, right? Y'all's right away, my property. I just wanna say that for the record. I get along very well with Steve and Kevin Harbin, all the guys down at the waterworks, right? I alert them to issues when they happen. But I have had my sewer manhole covers blow completely off. I've taken video of it. I've showed them, hey, we need to address the issue. They come and take care of it, okay? But now we're talking about potentially 28 new toilets, and if I look at the agenda that you all published and the plans for the homes, they're 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. So now I'm gonna have up to 56 toilets flushing, and that water, I'm just saying it for the public record so everyone hears it, and you can cut me off whenever you need to, but that water has ran out of those manhole covers and into the creek behind my house that flows into Cone Ross and Lake Hartwell. I don't think people who have a $1 million home on Lake Hartwell would be very excited to know that there was raw sewage coming out of there. And now we're gonna tax the infrastructure even more. I understand it's R20 to R25, but it's a bigger issue about, yeah, can you do it? Sure, he can do it. I can do it too. My property is zoned agricultural. I could put pigs on it tomorrow, right? I could do that. There's a can do and there's a should do.
Amen.
Right? Can do, should Amen. Do. And this plan that I saw that y'all, and I'm going to say, you should have attached it to the letter or you wouldn't have had so many people show up tonight.
Time's up.
But just...
Time's up.
Okay, got it. I think you guys know where I'm headed with it.
All right. We'll close the public hearing on...
Do you have any more who want to speak?
Yeah, we have
more.
No, I'm not
person.
Closing the public hearing. I'm just the lady over here who yielded her time. Next name on the list, please.
My question keeps coming back to... Why?
Wait, are you next on the...
Yes.
Well, she's the one that gave up her time.
So you yielded your time, so he's now used it.
No, they said I could switch.
He was on the list.
He used your 3 minutes.
Well, he said I could switch.
Are you both on the list?
Yeah, they're both on the list.
Oh, okay, they're both on the list. So just switch back. So when we get to his name, then you can speak. Yes, that's... Yep.
Get to whose name?
Bruce.
Bruce.
Okay. He sent Stratton.
But I don't know if you're next.
Who's next?
Okay, so next up is Krista. Okay.
Okay, well, I live on North Isandega Street. We bought our house in 2019. My husband and I married and decided to start our family there. If the 20 houses has already been approved or permitted, I feel like my comment doesn't really matter. Because my concern is the safety and the security of our home and the privacy. The reason that we purchased our house was for the privacy that we bought, that we have incredible neighbors. We live right beside Mr. Stone, two houses down from the Rambos, who also have children. Our area was already such a beautiful, welcoming, comforting place to raise children in, and now we're going to have 20 homes, possibly 28 homes in our backyard, and that is, it's incredibly disappointing, for us. My son's 4 and a half, he's about to start school, and I'm about to have strangers in my backyard, where our trees are. It's just, I don't understand how this is anything that's going to benefit our community. I feel like, for the well-being of our neighborhood, for the quality. I mean, of course, there are all kinds of things that are going to, that people are more knowledgeable on than I am about infrastructure and, the sewage. But for me as a mother, it's like, why? What is that going to do for our neighborhood? This isn't improving the quality of the area at all. I'm sure it's going to be great for Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but it's going to run families like mine away. I guarantee that. And we have schools surrounding our homes. Like, why do that to the families with children that want to grow here? And It's very disheartening for our small town. That's all.
Okay. We'll close the public hearing now.
Okay, so next is James Rombo, 224 Earl Holcomb.
Like she said, I thought this was a different hearing for approval, not that it was already approved.
I'm sorry.
Because I do worry about the safety. It's the reason why I bought a house there. I could have went to the city of Clemson. I can afford a lot of things. Chose to go here because it was quiet. Now it's about to change. My question is, what is the plan for Earl Holcomb? I see there's a frontage on there. Is that going to be the entryway to these properties?
I'm pulling up the plans that were submitted by Mr. Smith as a part of their application. So here's Earl Holcomb on the left-hand side, and then Anderson Avenue on the right-hand side. As the plans most up-to-date plans I have, Anderson Avenue is the main entryway.
As it is right there, Earl Holcomb will not be an access point unless it's for that one lot right there.
Okay.
What is that? What's the road right there in the middle?
This would be a proposed new road.
And then on the bottom would be?
This is Anderson.
Okay.
where my mouse is, and then this is Earl Holcomb Drive.
Ms. Rainbow, do you have any more comments?
I was just curious. I didn't get a whole lot of information on this. If it wasn't for Bruce, I wouldn't even know about it. As a citizen that lives in this county.
Did you not get a letter?
No.
All the adjacent properties are required by state law to receive a notification, which is, I believe, how most of the individuals here found out about the proposed project. And we posted everything in the newspaper at City Hall and in accordance to state law.
But you did not get a letter?
No, if it wasn't for Bruce, I wouldn't know anything about it. And I mean, not that it matters, because y'all already approved it, so I'm done.
Okay. Ricky Wilson, 320 North Isonega.
Yes. I moved up here also because it was quiet. I left an area where somebody sold an acre lot and put in four trailers and a bunch of yahoos running every which way. I don't have any small kids except grandchildren. I didn't feel safe that my stuff would stay in my yard. So I moved here because it was quiet. So I'm in opposition of it changing from R25 to R20.
Okay, anything else?
No, ma'am.
All right, next person.
Michelle Steele, 326 North Isonega.
It's me. We've already addressed the sewer issues. I have electrical issues. What are we going to do about that? I have lose power more than I have ever lost in the last 13 years in the last 2 years that I've lived there. How's that going to affect that? I'd also like to know how it's going to affect our police department. Are we going to get a full-time one now? Because as of right now, we don't have enough staff to even cover a police department for our area. And my daughter's a 911 dispatcher. She can verify we get put last when Oconee County needs something done. His vehicle got shot sitting in front of our house just last year. I have had people in my carport that I have had to have arrested and put in jail from the video that was in my carport. This is just going to create more people coming into the area. The homes that you're planning on building are smaller homes. They're not homes that are like most of them in the area already, which is going to bring our values down. Values in Westminster are already 73% lower than the rest of the county if you're going to sell a house. So with that being there, I don't know who's going to buy the homes. They do. Kids move into the area. Where are they going to go to school? Westminster L? They already just got hit with Cooper's Mill. How many more kids can they hold? When is everything going to run into everything and stop? Not even along with the police department being hit. We don't have a full-time, and like I said, even our fire department cannot handle what they have right now. Our fire department has a structure fire. They're called out. You have a heart attack, guess what? Your ambulance comes from Seneca to come get you because there's nobody left at the fire station. So where is all of the infrastructure going to come from to manage more people in this area? There are so many things to think about. We all moved here because we wanted a nice, quiet, peaceful town to live in. And where I live, I have lots of trees. I feel like I'm in the woods. I feel, for the most part, I feel safe. There are times when my vehicle gets shot, I'm not feeling very safe. And when I don't have a police department around, I really don't feel safe. I don't go outside. My laundry is outside. I don't go outside enough to do my laundry anymore at night because I do sometimes fear. I will be honest, I've carried a gun to do my freaking laundry because we don't have a police department.
Your time's up.
Okay. All right, the police, what is our coverage now?
Our coverage is 24/7. We have an officer on staff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We usually have two.
According to Oconee County 911 officer.
I'm the city administrator. My job is to make sure we manage the police department. We have 24/7 coverage right now.
Then you need to find out with the county, because the county doesn't agree with that.
I can say personally on my shift that...
So who's next, Kylie?
Cheryl Hughes.
Miss Hughes.
Miss Hughes.
And they go home and we have everybody in Westminster and have...
Miss Hughes, will you go ahead, please?
Miss Hughes.
Well, I don't like to interrupt. A lot of my feelings have been addressed. My one big question has been, why? Why would you put that many houses on that little residential street? If you're wanting the city, you're wanting the taxes, you're wanting whatever, you can build, you know, how big is the city limit? How many square miles, how many? There's other places to build that there would not be this kind of devastation. What's going to happen is absolutely, as we all know, devastating to the schools, to the sewage, to the traffic. 52 vehicles, not counting teenagers when they grow up. You can't walk on. I see people going down my street, they're walking, they're pushing their babies, their dogs, walking their dogs. All that'll end. If you're wanting the money, Seneca redid Ramcat Alley. Y'all all remember that? Don't know where they got the money, how they did it. But that was a ghost street. Now they renovated there, and there's businesses that come in. Building a park, building a baseball field is not going to bring people in. Have y'all seen what Oklahoma County is becoming? You can't go down a street without seeing the whole hill raped. Mud everywhere, houses going up, separated by an air conditioner. It's like, it's pathetic. And those houses would burn, they'd melt. Anyway, that's enough. Evidently, the decision's already been made. We can't hear for nothing. You've already approved it. A lot of grumbling going on. Come next election year, I think. A lot of people moving in for a quiet community, and they're not getting it. They're not getting it.
A lot of grumbling going on.
Oh, yeah, underneath. Y'all better watch out.
A lot of grumbling going on. Mm-hmm. Because this is done.
Mr. Hughes, are you finished?
This should have been done first.
All right.
All right.
Who
that's
else
everyone on the list.
All right.
That's everyone. All right. Go ahead, Mr. Councilman-elect.
Chairman Powell, this gentleman here had asked if he could be asked to the list, and madam, that is to your choice if this gentleman is allowed to speak since we've
you
concluded.
You came in late, didn't you? I
interrupted earlier, and I apologize. I don't know the protocol, but...
I'm going to let you speak.
He came in this door, so he didn't see the sheet.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Thank you.
If you will, add your name and address to that, please. And then as you speak, state your name and address, please, sir, for the record. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Your name, timekeeper?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. What's the name?
Greg Bolin.
Greg, would you have your 3 minutes now?
Thank you, ma'am. It won't take that long. I'm just sitting here. I'm probably the newest person in here. Sitting here next to Mr. Smith. I mentioned he'd been here 73 years. I love this community. It's the reason I came here. I think you've got a very good investment in this community. I get that. But listening to all the people here and trying to work as maybe a mediator for some sort. I had presented to Mr. Smith earlier, once I moved here, about trying to buy some property back there when I found out who it belonged to. So my suggestion is this, in efforts of a compromise, if you will, and this is strictly on you, because this is hitting your pocket, but this is all your community. These are people that know you and know you well. I know you a little bit. Nothing like most of these people. I would suggest perhaps that rather than trying to figure this zoning 2520 and whatever is to allow the co-joining properties that are affected by this move that he wants to make with housing that's going to definitely overload the infrastructure to perhaps
take that same division and offer the people around it an opportunity to buy that property.
Amen.
Not to build on, not to or to build whatever, but not to make a community, to add to their property. You know, whether it be a secondary home, a mother-in-law suite, a barn, a little garage, whatever you might want to do, but that might be a compromise that would appease everybody and help everybody. That's all.
We'll close the public hearing comments now and opening the floor for discussion amongst the commission.
From a standpoint of, again, making the recommendation to council.
Yes, we're already making a recommendation.
We're already at R20. Mm-hmm. I can't speak to the infrastructure. Or do we have more? Do we have feedback?
Yes, we have assessed the sewer line that goes from Westminster Middle School all the way down to Freeman Drive, mm-hmm. Freeman Street. And Scott has looked at the manholes, we've looked at the lines, we've been made aware of the overflows. Any overflows that come up, we always want to know about those right away. We have done some corrective measures out there. And Scott can say in his own words, we do believe there is sufficient flow for this project. Most of the flow issue has happened what I would call near or around the manholes where the groundwater is getting into the manholes. And that's why the backups have happened, or surcharges is sometimes that we call it when it rains. So that is something that we have to address. It is going to be there until we address it, whether or not there's anything built on the property or not.
So one of the other questions that came up, if I'm understanding correctly, is the idea of infrastructure and sidewalks and things like that. Are there sidewalks planned in the community or just the road?
Haven't even got that far.
What is your projected timeline? Do you have one or?
I don't. It's not going to be one of these situations where somebody's talking about a developer coming in and throwing up, you know, 10 houses at a time. It'll be a slow, methodical process, a couple of houses at a time.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the houses and what price point are they going to be?
Yeah, that's a good question, because when I first started talking about this, and I can show you probably 1,000 pictures on my phone, it's what I call cottages, real small, discreet, unique-looking homes. And we even have a name for it. I call them Players' Cottages after my granddaughter. But in light of some of the things that's happened since I actually had that thought, I don't know if we'll go to that type of house or not, because it's going to be a much more expensive house. So that's kind of still up in the air.
And in your agendas, you have pictures of that. That's what he provided to us upon our request, because I know often you like to see those.
That's a plan we went to.
Even if approved, we can't hold them to that. We can hold them to the setbacks and the sizes as the zoning allows, but we don't have a mechanism at this time to do an architecture design review.
I think it's important to remember that all that we can do is recommend the lot size, and it's purely a recommendation to council. Mm-hmm. I also want to say thank you to our police department, because I do feel like y'all are super visible and appreciate your round-the-clock care. But at the end of the day, we're not here to tell Mr. Smith what to do with his property. I know that it's maybe not what everyone wants to hear, but that's not what our jobs are as planning commission.
Agreed.
Just like we can't tell anybody what to do with their property.
Another thought, I know a lot of people get up in the air about annexation. This is a way to grow the town without taking an outside property as well.
Will you repeat that, please?
Annexation, a lot of people don't love the thought of annexation, so it is a way to grow the city. I'm a business owner on Main Street. I hear the frustrations about wanting growth in the city, but we get pushed back about annexation, so this is a way to grow the city in a slow, methodical way without taking in people that don't necessarily want to be here that are annexed in.
How big is the city of Westminster? What does that encompass?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Can you answer that, Kevin?
Find out pretty quickly.
Are you asking about the population?
I don't believe so.
Not the population, the land, area. How, where does it extend to?
That kind of depends on which way you go.
Well, I know, like, Earls Grove Baptist Church is Westminster. And then going down Highway 11 is Westminster.
Well,
that's from a zip code standpoint, so postal.
I can collect the city map.
But how?
Yeah.
I mean, would there not be another place to put these same houses to let the city grow? Well, not be on
I think it's back to the it's his land.
I know that. I understand.
So
that.
If someone else has land somewhere, they can also develop.
Yeah. Right.
I understand that. But I mean, at some point, this is bullshit. It's like what they're doing in Seneca. I mean, they're killing. They are killing up County. And I mean, there's nobody stopping.
Madam Chair, the public comment time has passed.
Yeah, I've closed it.
Commission, I placed the city limits map on the board as listed by Oconee County GIS. There are a couple of annexations that were completed in the past year that will be updated at the end of this year or early 2026 that are not reflected on this. You can see where it extends down 123 towards Tocoa Highway. It extends all the way to Dunlop, going back towards Seneca, a little bit past the middle school, going towards Wahala, and then down towards West Oak Highway, down near, there's a retail place for mobile units. It doesn't include that, but up to it, with a few what we call donut holes outside of city limits, but near city, and surrounded by city limits around the city as well. But that's our city limits, and according to my quick search, it's about 3.5 square miles, give or take some.
Make a motion that we approve the move from R20 to R25, R25 to R20, based on the recommendation of staff, and it meets the requirements.
Meets the requirements.
A second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Okay. That concludes the report. And
I don't excuse myself, so I can start talking about me, but I appreciate your time and effort.
Thank you, sir, Mr. Smith. Ms. Powell, because the lady has a question.
Okay, what's the
question? So what they did is they did just approve it moving from R25 to R20.
R20 to 25.
I'm sorry. And so the process is, it will now go to the Westminster City Council, so you all will have the chance, if you'd like, to come and speak to the City Council. It will either be at their December or their January council meeting, and they meet and they have to talk about it twice. So they have to do what's called a first reading and a second reading. And so I can't tell you yet whether it will be on the December meeting or the January, but there will be two more times before the zoning becomes approved. This is just a recommendation to the City Council. And the City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. at the Westminster Fire Department.
I also just want to say, this is not us approving a development. This is us recommending a lot size change. Because, again, he can do what he wants with the land, and we have no say-so over that. This is purely just lot size.
And then it's like, I gave plans for a certain house, and now I can change my mind if I want to.
And he can.
Yeah.
You can.
That's right.
If it was your property, y'all would have the same say-so over it, so we don't necessarily have a say-so over the property.
It's
just the lot size that we're doing. We're not telling him to go build a subdivision.
At no point I don't think it's fair. I'm not listed, but I've lived on Anderson Avenue 64 years, and I don't think anything should be changed from the way we're treated about building houses, that we've got things we have to go by and all that. And I've had a run-in with the town not too long ago myself, and I know how they work. And I just don't think it's fair. I don't think there's anything fair about it.
So if I can make one comment. So
I'm Rachel Williams. I live at 118 Anderson Avenue, and I could say more, but I won't.
So one thing I wanted, number one, thank you for coming out. I know not everything that you heard is what you wanted to hear, but it's important. This is part of the process. That's that, right. Number one, lets us address the concerns, helps us understand. Number two, realize that some of the concerns that you raised, while we can't address here, it's important for this group to hear, okay? Ultimately, we're bound by kind of a yes-no obligation in terms of zoning. Does it meet or not meet? And that becomes a recommendation on the council. There are times when we have other extenuating circumstances that we can table it to get more information, things like that. The city council meeting, to his point, is where you need to take that next step. But understand that it is truly his property. If you've said, I want to flatten my house and put in something that runs within 10 feet of the border and 60 stories tall, it's your story.
I understand all that, but it's like to put in that many houses. It's not like you're building a barn on there, or you're building it's like you're putting that many houses on a little residential street, and you're saying anybody can do that at any time, and nobody has any say so.
Can I just say one thing, public comment has completed,
and also we have no more business on the agenda for the evening.
We're going to adjourn the meeting. You're welcome to talk.
Can I make a motion? I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.
Yep.
Y'all have a wonderful evening, Commission. So, thank you.
Yep.
I did a little bit of it.